In this world, there are many different types of people who have different intentions. How a person lives their life is often associated with the intention that they possess, the motivation for what they do. There are those who live their lives because they are in fear and they seek avoidance of fear in pleasure, in associations, in power. But underneath it all, they're driven by fear. Fear of what will happen to them. Fear of illness. Fear of old age. Fear of death. Fear to lose what they have. Many people live in this fear. It takes many forms. And it can become a constant way of life. Subverting happiness into actions simply to avoid the fear, avoid the suffering that is dreaded. There are others whose intentions are to enjoy life, to prosper, to acquire more and more. But frequently underneath that acquiring, again, the fear is there that if all of those acquisitions aren't there, they would again be subject to suffering, again to loss of what they have. To not live in this fear requires taking the time to acknowledge the fear within, for all beings love their life. All beings want to be happy. Physical bodies are attached to living. And have the knowledge that life is temporary. This fear, which drives so much of human existence, can only be resolved by direct acknowledgement. Letting yourself feel the fear that's in you, acknowledging your desire to survive, your desire to have happiness in this physical body, in this life. Acknowledging it. And then acknowledging the beauty of all that is, both the light and the shadow. Because all are a part of the infinite Purusha. All are a part of cosmic existence. There is no separation between that which you find pleasurable and that which you find painful. Acquisition and loss go hand in hand because both are a part of the natural flow of the universe, the natural order of the Lady Prakriti. And the divine essence of being, the infinite self that you are, is an underlying essence that is always with Paramapurusha, that is always with the infinite. It's your natural state of being. And from the depths of your own essential nature, there is an immortality and an unchanging essence that never loses and never acquires, that is essentially the same in all circumstance. Those who live in fear live on the outside of their own existence. When you live in the surface of your mind, fear is always there, because for every acquisition that is time-bound, there is loss. Whether it be monetary, relationships, prestige, accomplishments, for everything that is bound by time, it will come and it will go. But beneath this outer surface of your life, which you are aware of, there is a deeper nature to you, a deeper nature in your existence, which is not time-bound, which is changeless, timeless, consciousness aware of itself, consciousness that which knows all of these changes, both pleasurable and painful. That conscious knower is your fundamental, stable base. It is your connection to the self of yourself, to the infinite being, to the beloved of your heart. When you find that stable base within you, when you move from the surface of your life to the underlying base of your existence, there is a stability that transcends time and circumstance, that transcends life and death, that transcends all changes. It is the changeless, timeless, immortal nature of your being. It is the love that is unbound, undefined, unlimited. That love never changes. And as you come to establish your awareness, your understanding of life, in that stable base of your own being, in that stable base of divine love, then the outer life, where there is so much change in the quick movements of time, changes for you, knowing that though change is there, it is only the appearance of change, the appearance of acquisition, the appearance of loss. From the smallest to the largest, the pain of engagement, the joy and the pain is the reward and the punishment of living in this ever-changing, time-bound existence. Incarnating as a human being, this is part of your lila, your drama of life. There will always be those good points and those sorrowful and painful points. This is the nature of existence in this world. But for those who have found that deeper rhythm, that deeper love that connects you to the core of your being, and who have learned how to surrender all of this time-bound existence to that infinite one, the world becomes sweet. Life is not a matter of fear, but a matter of enjoying the dance of light and dark, of shadow and light, of pain and joy. For one defines the other. But the truth of the undying nature of all that is, the unchanging nature, the changeless nature, becomes not an intellectual idea, but when you open your heart to the Divine One, then it becomes the very nature of your feeling, living, existence. And in that nature, all that is bound by time is also bound in continual love, for it is all composed of the same essential being, unchanging, unbound. The change is an appearance on the changeless nature of all that is. This knowledge frees you from fear, brings you into love, for love is the strongest force that exists. And as you immerse in this unconditional love, fear lessens, love grows. The shadows of life become only passing shadows. The joys and the highs, expressions of love. The shadows, expressions of love. Love is unbound, has no beginning, has no end. Divine love, divine essence, being is all that is. That knowledge carries you through the highs and lows of life. And when you sink your mind and your being into that, that deep love, surrendering all that you have held on to, all the beliefs that you have engaged in, that beloved of your heart, that love which is your home, that you melt into. That is the stable base of life. Beyond the life of a body, immortal, eternal, that is your nature. That is your true self. There is no separation between I and thou. And when that surrender into grace is there, then what is in the body and in the outer world, all is seen in a different view. Pain is real. Joy is real. Both are. The pabulum of this life. Both are the forms of the infinite, gracing you, taking you home to your true nature, to your true home, beneath the waves of the sea. beneath the turbulence of life.